All right, really the only injury in the game, guy that didn't finish, Rashad Jennings with a hamstring. He wasn't able to finish the game. But other than that, everybody else was able to finish the game. You know, I thought this was a great team win. I thought all three phases contributed to winning this football game. I thought it was outstanding the way that we were able to start the game. You know, to be able to get a stop, hit the deep ball on the early in the game for the touchdown, to come back after that the next drive and be able to get a 13 play 88 yard drive and get a touchdown after that. I thought that was outstanding. I thought the goal line stand for our defense was a critical situation in the game. Special teams creating the taking the ball away on the fumbled punt was outstanding. I think we had five takeaways in the game. Those interceptions you guys all been talking about, they began to come around a little bit, and that's what happens. I think I thought it was a great team win. Our guys fought, our guys battled, our guys kept competing all the way to the end, and we were able to get the win. And that's a good football team that we played. They're well coached and they're a good team. So I'll open it up to questions. Yeah, well, I just don't think we really executed as well as we needed to in the second half. I mean, that's really basically what it was. We got to come out faster in the second half and a little more attention to detail. It's about throwing and catching and blocking and running. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It looks like late in the game could be slipping away. You have a 3rd and 14. Pryor's able to roll out, make a guy miss, complete a pass. Huge.
It's huge. I mean, that's what that kid brings to us. I mean, Terrell brings that ability when things aren't right, when things break down, he brings the ability to go and make a play. And I thought he made some outstanding plays in the game, being able to get out of the pocket and still get the ball down the field. So I was pleased with the way that that Terrell played. I thought he started the game out, about as good as you can start out. I thought he threw the ball well. He got us in and out of the huddle, got us in the right place. He did a nice job. I think all those guys, the more they play together, the better that chemistry is going to be. The one thing that they all know is that, there's always a chance the ball could get to them because, Terrell can extend the play and continue to create. And I think that's what, those guys understand, to stay alive in the scramble patterns that we have and gives them an opportunity to make plays. So I think our passing game is, it's still a work in progress, but I think I've seen some good things.
Dennis, obviously you have to stay even keel on the sidelines, but even when Terrell's running around out there and making something out of nothing, how fun is that just to see when it does go right?
No, listen, it's exciting. It really is. And it gives everybody on the team a boost when he goes out there and makes those explosive plays and creates those plays. A lot of times when you look up and you think, oh, no, something bad's about to happen, and here he goes getting out of the pocket and creates. So it gives our team a sense of confidence that, we're going to be able to continue. No matter what happens in the game, we're going to still be able to continue to move the ball and have a chance to score points.
I like how your defense responded, even after they started cutting into that lead, two big turnovers there at the end of ice.
Yeah, no, I thought that was outstanding. I thought, we knew this was going to be a 60-minute game. I mean, this is a team that – in two games this year, they've had over 500 yards of total offense. I mean, we knew that they were a good offensive football team. They were going to be able to move the ball. But we knew that if we continue to hang in there and keep playing and limit the times the ball gets over our head, that was the critical thing in the game. I think we had one where, we really let the ball get over our head. But make them keep the ball in front of you and do a great job of tackling. We thought we could, potentially get some takeaways. No, I'm not sure exactly when. I'm pretty sure it happened in the first half. but I'm not sure exactly when it was.
It seemed like the Chargers were doing pretty well in the midfield, but the defense seemed to really lock down the red zone. Is that something you
guys
emphasized this week?
Yeah, we got to play better in the red zone. We hadn't played well enough in the red zone this year, and that was a huge point of emphasis for us this week. And, you know, I thought our guys responded. Yeah, well, you know, Kevin's like a lot of the guys that we have on our defense that not very many people talk about, but they're good football players. They love playing the game of football. They come to work every day. They've been playing in this league for a while. They understand how to play and how to play at a high level, and he's one of those guys that's done that. And, you know, I think this was a big game for Kevin, and he was a team captain for this game, and I thought he played outstanding in the game. Yeah, well, he's made a habit out of doing that his whole career. You know, a defensive score, an interception to seal the game. I mean, that's what we expect out of him. He's been a playmaker for us, and he'll continue to be a playmaker for us.
Anything more, guys? Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Locker room's open.